For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. Merry Christmas Eve, church. Tonight and tomorrow, we celebrate, along with all the faithful throughout the whole world, the birth of Jesus, who is Christ the Lord, the Savior, our blessed hope. It's a holy night, a sacred night where we gather together to once again look to the manger and remember the miraculous working of God coming down to our earth in human flesh as a babe born in Bethlehem through the power of the Holy Spirit coming upon the Virgin Mary. Christ the Lord was born in the city of David, and a light shines in the darkness. It's the darkness that I want to spend a few moments talking about. You know, the thing that everyone experiences but nobody wants to admit, the darkness in your life that you're walking in. None of us is perfect. We're not here because we are. We're here because we're not. And we all struggle with darkness. I know you do because the word declares it so. The people walked in darkness. Those who dwell in a land of deep darkness. So I know that you do. But I don't know what that looks like for you. Perhaps your eyes and your soul have been well trained by the Lord to see the darkness within your life. And you know it very well. Your own ungodliness, your own proclivity to pursue these worldly passions and delight yourself in sinful flesh troubles you deeply. You give it your best shot every day to be self-controlled and upright and live that godly life and to be the Christian that you know you should be, and yet you can't get rid of the darkness, at least not completely. And you know, if you fall short in one part of God's law, you're guilty of all of it. You're a sinner, and that sin troubles you. You realize all this, but you don't like to admit it. At least not to others, because they must see your light. And so you cover up your darkness. You hide your darkness from them. You hide who you are so that others don't see your darkness. Instead, they see a facade, a cover-up of the man you really are, the woman that you truly are. God sees you for who you truly are. His eyes are in every place. There's not one thought that you have that escapes him. There isn't one word from your lips that he doesn't hear. There's not one misstep or one misdeed that he doesn't see. There's nothing hidden from his sight. Every part of you lays bare before him, and all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Every one of you and me is a sinner. And if your sins in the dark were shown to all here on our PowerPoint screen, I'd make a bet that you wouldn't ever dare to come step foot back into this church and show your face. Perhaps we would all come and with bags over our faces to hide from the shame of our sin. We'd want the lights turned off in this church so that we could hide our faces from other people. Darkness is real, and your sin is real. And God will hold you accountable for it. And what shall we say before a holy God? We deserve to be cast out of his presence and into darkness. We deserve death and hell for what we've done. You walk in your sin, you walk in darkness. There's no hope there. Maybe some cheap incandescent light bulbs that you've strung up throughout the way to get you by, to get you through that rough day or that rough season. But like all the other scaffolding in your life that isn't built on Christ, it'll wear out. It doesn't last. It leaves you ultimately in the dark and hopeless. By the grace of God, he sends his Son into the darkness, into our darkness, into your darkness. The light shines forth, and I don't know where you are with the darkness that you face. but I want you to know that there is hope. Real hope. Not some feeling or some wishful thinking or some idea out there just meant to pacify you into contentment. Satan and all of his angels can cling to that kind of hope. Our hope has a face. His name is Jesus, the babe born in a manger, a living, breathing hope, a flesh and blood hope. Look to his manger and see your blessed hope, the redemption of all mankind, your Redeemer, who comes to save his people from their sins, the Lord of heaven and earth, in human flesh, to give hope to those who dwell in darkness. For those who walk in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, a light has shined. Fix your eyes upon the Christ child and see real hope for you, a living hope, the blessed hope whom the prophets of old foretold. The birth of Christ brings hope to the hopeless, help to the helpless, comfort to the brokenhearted, and forgiveness to the sinner. The greatest gift that this world has ever received is a living hope wrapped in swaddling cloths and laid in a manger for your sin. He was born to die. And I don't know where you are with the darkness of your sin, but I want you to know that there is hope. True hope. Hope that has a face, and his name is Jesus. Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God. Look to his cross, the crucified one, and see your hope, the redemption of all mankind, the sacrifice of the perfect Lamb of God to take away the sins of the world, your sins and mine, the ones that you do in the dark, the ones that bother you most, even the ones that you think that he could never possibly forgive you for, even the ones that you stumble into for the thousandth time. Look to Christ on the cross and find your hope there. Flesh and blood kind of hope. Real hope for sinners. A living hope that gives up everything he has so that you can have life in him. He is the blessed hope whom the prophets of old foretold. The death of Christ brings hope to the sinner, righteousness to the fearful, peace with God to the repentant. The greatest gift that this world has ever received is a living hope wrapped in a crown of thorns and laid in a tomb for your death. He was killed to be raised. And I don't know the darkness of death that you struggle with. Another Christmas, another sacred season, another special time without him or her. No one knows the darkness like you do. No one seems to remember your loved one, but you do. Not a day goes by, especially days like today, where you don't think about him or her. But I want you to know that there is hope, true hope, hope that has a name, and his name is Jesus. Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, look to his empty grave and see your loved one's blessed hope, the resurrection and the life won for them. Jesus is a living hope, living, and all who die in him, yet shall they live, and he is a hope that will not fade away. His resurrection is just as real and vibrant and alive today as it was that first Easter morning. The resurrection of Jesus brings hope to the dead, eternal life to the dust of man, and resurrection to dead bones. The greatest gift that this world has ever received is the living hope raised from a tomb in Jerusalem to break the grip of death. Where is death's sting? O grave, where is your victory? Jesus Christ, our blessed hope, has triumphed over the grave. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his great mercy has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you, who by God's power is being guarded through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. I don't know your darkness, but the Lord does. And he would want you to know that there's hope tonight for you. Hope that has a face. And his name is Jesus. And his hope is as real for you as the darkness of your life. It will overcome the darkness. He came to save his people from their sins. He came to give hope to you who mourn, to you who dwell in a land of deep darkness, to you who are waiting for his glorious return, who are waiting for our blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself up for us to redeem us from all lawlessness and to purify for himself a people of his own possession who are zealous for good works. Merry Christmas, Trinity Lutheran Church, and all believers in Jesus. May your life be blessed in the midst of your darkness with a living hope in Jesus. For unto you is born this day in the city of David, who is Christ the Lord. Glory to God in the highest. Amen.